Okay, so we're on the Gemara and Afnun Gimel Ahmed Aleph. Nun Gimel Ahmed Aleph. So if you remember, we have been discussing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. At least the way Rabbi Yehuda, the way his opinion was brought in the Braisa. I.e., what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Braisa? We're talking about Habo al Ho'em. And Rabbi Yehuda says you will only be chayev for Eim and not for Eishes Av if the mother was Eino Ru'uyo. The Rabbanon seem to hold you're chayev two chatois. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, because she was not Ru'uyo, Memela. You're not chayev two chatois, only one. And we're trying to work out what was that case. So the Gemara says it can't mean that the mother was Eino Ru'uyo because it was chayve krisus. Because if it be chayve krisus, then everybody would agree. Chayve krisus, there's no marriage over here. The kiddushin is definitely not toifus. If the kiddushin is not toifus, well, obviously all parties would have to agree that she's not married. And if she's not married, so therefore you cannot possibly say you're chayav for Eishes Av. So the Gemara's maskana was, you're quite right, we're not talking about chayve krisus, we're talking about chayve lavin. What's chayve lavin? Yes, it's a forbidden marriage, but it does not carry the kores punishment. Example, marrying a mamzeres, for example, or a kohen gadol to an almana, which is a lav, it's a loisa say, but it does not carry kores. So why does Rabbi Yehuda maintain that there's no double chatos? The
Recommendation.
answer is because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva's famous opinion is that even by Chayve Lavin, there is no Kiddushin. Kiddushin is not Toifes b'Chayve Lavin. Well, if it's not Toifes b'Chayve Lavin, well, there's no marriage. And if there's no marriage, then definitely it's not an Eishes Av. What do the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon hold that Kiddushin is Toifus. So we essentially, this Machloikas is really boils down to one very simple point, and that is Kiddushin Toifus? Does Kiddushin take effect to Chayve Lavin? Rabbi Yehuda says no, therefore there's no marriage. Rabbanon say yes, and if there is a marriage, and it's as simple as that. So this is what we're trying to now work on. Is it really true? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold of Rabbi Akiva? Because everything we've just said is all based on the notion that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Kiddushin is not Toifes b'chayve lavin, and if it's not Toifes b'chayve lavin, then there's no marriage. So if there's no marriage, it's not an Eishes Av. So this is what we're trying to work out. So have a look at the Gemara on the very bottom line. We began this yesterday. Mosiv Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia asked the following question. We seem to have a proof that actually Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Rabbi Akiva. This is going to be the big kasha. Says the Gemara, Isur Mitzvah, which we'll translate in a second. The Isur Kedusha, which we will also translate in a second, Choyletzes v'loy misyabmois, the Choyletzes v'loy misyabmois. Remember, we started discussing yesterday that if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away young, the man leaves no children, the wife has to do yibum to her deceased husband's brother, but not if it's also for her to marry him. Now, if it's also for her to marry him out and out, for example, she's actually related to him, a real erava, well, then there's no chiyuv of yibum, period. Right? So remember, we discussed the case in which Reuven marries his niece. Well, if Reuven marries his niece, then if Reuven now passes away, his wife now falls for yibum to Shimon, who's her father. Well, obviously, there's no yibum there. So what's the halacha? She is totally free to marry whoever she wants. Why? Because she can't marry her father. And if she can't marry her father, so then obviously there's no yibum, there's nothing to talk about, no yibum, no chalitza, no anything. Here we have, however, cases of people who are osa to marry, but it's not an out and out erevah. It's not an out and out erevah. What is it? It's what's called an iser mitzvah or an iser kedusha. Now, what is an iser mitzvah and what is an iser kedusha? So we have to be introduced to a new principle, and it's called shniyos. Shniyos, like from the word sheni, second degree relatives. Chazal issued an issa, which is only osa midrabbanan. They added a whole set of arroyos to the arroyos of the Torah. The arroyos of the Torah, which by the way are all mentioned in this week's Sedra, person can't marry their daughter, their sister, their mother, etc., etc., etc. But min ha-Torah, for example, you're allowed to marry your granddaughter. The Torah never discusses granddaughter. You're allowed to marry your granddaughter, no problem whatsoever. However, Chazal outlawed it. Chazal said that no, don't marry your granddaughter, and that's called shniyos. Shniyos, as it were, second degree relatives. So now we have a question. What happens if the woman who is supposed to do yibum, she falls to yibum to this Reuven, and she is a shniyos of his? She's not an absolute daughter, for example, she's a granddaughter. How would that be? Very simple. Reuven married his brother's granddaughter. Perfectly permissible. Then Reuven died, so now the granddaughter falls to Reuven. That's her grandfather. So min ha-Torah, she's allowed to marry him. But midrabbanan, she's not. So what's she going to do? That's why the Braisa says she should not do yibum, but she should do chalitza. Why is that the best of both worlds? Because on the one hand, we can't allow Yibum because it's osur to marry her grandfather, at least midrabbanan. On the other hand, I can't allow her to go completely free because min ha-Torah, she's tied down. So do chalitza. That is called an iser mitzvah. It's an iser mitzvah.
Question.
Yes.
Does that mean ultimately then this is only the case because it's the Rabbanan and not the Raisa?
For this example, shniyos are only asa midrabbanan, correct?
Yeah. So that's why she would still have to do Chalitza.
She has to do chalitza because she's tied down to him. Min ha-Torah, because she's permissible to marry him, well, then she's tied down to him. So there's no way that Chazal can just allow her to go free without doing something. But I don't want her to do yibum because we don't want her to get married. Fine. So we've always got the second option, Baruch Hashem, called chalitza. That's called an iser mitzvah. Now have a look at the top line of the Gemara. We'll come back to a whole bunch of Rashi's. Now have a look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, iser mitzvah. Shniyos midivrei soifrim. Issa mitzvah, quote unquote, means these shniyos, these second degree relatives, midivrei seferim, who are also midrabanan. Va'amai kari luhu issa mitzvah. Why on earth do we call them issa mitzvah? A very funny thing to call it. An issa, which is a mitzvah. What does that mean? Shem mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. Because it's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. So it's essentially an issa, meaning it's an issa to marry one's granddaughter by refraining from doing so. One is listening. It's a mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim, to listen to the words of Chazal and abide by their rules. Okay. What is now the other example? What was an issa kedusha? Says the Braiser, issa kedusha, quote unquote, that is an almana l'kohen gadol. Or a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Remember we said, Koyanim, this is next week's parasha, Parshas Emor, also have various marriages which are forbidden to them. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow. A Kohen cannot marry a grusha. That's called an Issa Kedusha. Why is that called an Issa Kedusha? Says the Gemara, Va'amai kari lohu Issa Kedusha. Diksiv kedoshim yu leloikehem. Because the pasuk introduces the issa of Amonel Kohen Gadol or grusha to a kohen with the words kedoshim yu leloikehem. They should be holy. So therefore, because we have a pasuk kedoshim yu leloikehem, that's why it's called an issa kedusha. It's an Issa Kedusha. It's an Issa which emanates from the Kedusha of the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol. Yes, Ravon.
When we were learning this, we were trying to understand. In my mind, an Issa Kedusha can basically incorporate an Issa Mitzvah. So why are they segregating? Why are they separating the two out? Because we said Goy Kadosh. That was same thing. The same thing would apply with respect to Shnios.
No, but Shnios is an artificial Issa. It cannot be referred to using a terminology of the Torah because not a Torah Issa. I can't use a
Okay.
pasuk to describe the Issa. It's not a pasuk Issa. It's a drabbanon Issa.
Okay. Second. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Therefore, there's no pasuk in the Torah that could be evoked, that could be used to describe the Issa of Shnios because it's not Minat Torah, it's Midrabbanan. The other way around is also true. I cannot describe this as an Issa mitzvah because mitzvah, like we said, Vitzivonu is referring to when Chazal instructed us to do a mitzvah. The reason why it's called Issa Kedusha is because this particular Issa, not a general instruction, this particular Issa is backed up, is introduced by the words Kedoshim Yu. So therefore, it's the fact that you're Kadosh, because he's a Kohen, because he's a Kohen Gadol, that's why he's not allowed to marry these women. That's why it's called an Issa Kedusha. But by the way, this is absolutely an Issa D'oraisa. It's not an Issa D'rabbanan. So why is there a halacha of Chalitza and not Yibum? It's a very hard halacha to understand. In the case of Shnios, that we understand very beautifully. Because we can't allow you to do Yibum Midrabbanon, but I can't allow you scot-free either, because Minat Torah you're tied down. Fine, so do the compromise, do Chalitza. But these people who are Issa Lavin or Issa Kedusha, as the Torah called, is there a Chiyuv of Yibum? Or there's no Chiyuv of Yibum? If there's a Chiyuv of Yibum, we'll let them get married. And if there's no Chiyuv of Yibum, well, why do you need Chalitza? What's going on? So turn back to the previous Amud and let's have a look. There's some lengthy Rashis over here. Look, Rashi. Issa mitzvah. On the fifth bottom wide line. Issa mitzvah yevama shenofla lifnei yavam. A Yavama who falls before the Yavam, but vehi asura olav. But she's forbidden to him. Why is she forbidden to him? For one of two reasons, either mishum mitzvah or mishum kedusha. Rashi, for the moment, does not explain what those are because the Gemara does so in a minute, as we have just seen. In both of those cases, Choylet says, she does chalitza, but ve'eino yoitza b'loy klum. But I cannot let her out without doing anything. She's got to do something. Why does she have to do something? For reasons we just explained. Because, after all, min ha-Torah, she's perfectly permissible to marry, for example, her grandfather. Afal gav. Now Rashi explains. Afal gav, even though it's true. The Gabbai Chaive. If the Yavama would have been Chaive Krisos, remember the example we said. If somebody marries his niece, and then passes away, so the niece now falls for Yibum to her own father. Well, that's Chayvei Krisus. So with regard to Chayvei Krisus, says Rashi, Kaim alon, we maintain the Perek Kamad Yevomus. In the first Perek of Yevomus, Migzeira Shava, we learn from Migzeira Shava da'oleho, quote unquote, de yoitzai menu beloiklum. She goes without anything whatsoever. She doesn't do Yibum, she doesn't do Chalitza. B'loi Chalitza. So we definitely have an example, we definitely have a precedent of a woman who just literally walks out the door and goes. We don't tell her that, listen, yes, you can't marry your father, but at least you should do Chalitza. No. If you can't marry him, then you go free. So why over here are we suggesting a compromise? Don't do Yibum, but yes, do Chalitza. Why? By Chayva Krisus, we don't suggest a compromise. Says Rashi, the reason is because Hosam hu da'asura lo isur chamor. Over there, it is a very serious issa de loy tofsi be kiddushi. So much so, because we're talking about aroyos, therefore there is no kiddushin. This is the aside that we have seen, and of course, why this is the reason why we're discussing it. There is no kiddushin. Chayve krisus is such a severe issa that even if you try, as it were, to marry your sister or your daughter, you can't. Because if you give a kiddushin, it takes no effect whatsoever. That's how chamor it is. And if that's the case, if kiddushin is not even teifus, so therefore there is no binding whatsoever of this yavama to the yavam. There is no way, halachically, that she can be in any way connected to him in the marriage sense of the word, because kiddushin is not even teifus. And therefore she is off the hook 100%. She walks out the door. Not only no yibum, but no chalitza either. Avol isur mitzvah oy kedusha. But if you're talking about the isurim that we're talking about, not krisus, rather an isur mitzvah and isur kedusha, de benois kedushin ninhu, they are subject to kedushin. The kedushin is toifes. Is therefore marbinon hosam. We learn over there from a different drasha, miyevomtei yevimtei, yesh lecho acheres, there is another type of woman, she'oilo hashara, who has to go to the gate of the bezdin, lachloitz, to do chalitza, but ve'eino oila liyibum, but does not do yibum. Ve'ezoizu, and what is that? Chai vei lavin. So what is the braisa clearly telling us? That Chai Ve'lavin Kiddushin is not Toifes. Excuse me. Chai Ve'lavin Kiddushin is Toifes, but it's an Issa to do so. So it's a middle degree. It's not like Chai Ve'krisus. Chai Ve'krisus is so severe that Kiddushin is not even Toifes. And if Kiddushin is not even Toifas, there is zero Chiv, not Yibum, not Chalitza. She opens the door and walks out and is free to marry whoever she wants. Chai Ve'lavin is a halfway house. On the one hand, she's also to marry him. But on the other hand, were she to marry him, were she to accept Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is Toifas. So what's the halacha in that case? We learn from a pasuk that she's got to, because she herself is a halfway house, she's got to go for the halfway compromise. Don't do Yibum, but do Chalitza. Says Rashi, V'loi miyabemes, doho asirile, doho asirile, because she's asked to marry him. And if she's asked to marry him, she can't do Yibum. Now, Rashi asks a fascinating question, which essentially is a Gemara. Asks Rashi, v'chiteima, why don't we say, teisi asei, v'tidche loy sasei, question mark. Don't we have a famous principle that an asei overrides a loy sasei? So who in the world cares that she's not allowed to marry him? But why does the assay of Yibum not outweigh the lois assay of the Issa to marry? Assay the lois assay. And the answer is, you're right, it's a gzeira, because really the mitzvah of doing Yibum only essentially refers to the very first time that they're together. The first bia. The second bia is actually no mitzvah at all. Therefore, gezeira, says Rashi, bia rishayna. We have to make a gezeira on that first bia, albeit there's a mitzvah. Shemekayim bo yivom yovei oleho. Otu bia shniya. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeira. We cannot possibly allow her to go and marry, because albeit that the first bia is mutter, but the second one is asa, and we're afraid that once there's a first bia, that will lead to a second bia. Okay, so she's not allowed to marry him. That's the halacha. Turn over the page, top Rashi. Issur mitzvah, as we've said, is an issa mitzvah, which is a shniyos midivrei sofrim. Tana Gufay, this is the Tana himself, Katani b'Mishnah. He's explaining this to us in the Mishnah. Va'amai kari lei. Now this is the Amoraim talking. Pirish Amoraim ninu. The Amoraim explained that why indeed do we call it an Issa mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah l'shmoyel divrei chachamim. Why do we call it an Issa kedusha? Because this is an Issa which emanates from the kedusha of a kohen. So Rabbeisai, let's sum up. We have a braisa that says that an issa mitzvah, which is the shniyos, or the issa kedusha, which is the lavin, that's what's relevant to us, there is a chiyuv of chalitza, but not yibum. Chalitza and not yibum. Now look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'tanya lo. Rabbi Yehuda, Michlif, Rabbi Yehuda switched it round. Rabbi Avram, this is answering your question. Rabbi Yehuda agreed to every single halacha in his brisa. He just said, what you call an issa mitzvah, I actually call an issa kedusha. What you call an issa kedusha, I call an issa mitzvah. That means there is no machlokes lahalacha. There is just a machlokes in terminology. The first opinion says that what's an issa mitzvah? It's the shniyos. What's the issa kedusha? It's the koyanim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the other way around. An issa mitzvah is the koyanim. The issa kedusha is the shniyos, for reasons we'll see in a second. Now, here is where we arrive finally at the question. Do we all agree, Rabbeisai, that Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing with the Tana Kama halachically? He's agreeing with every single word he says. The only machlokes is just a terminology. What do we call an issa mitzvah? What do we call an issa kedusha? Fine. Now, didn't we just say a few moments ago that the reason why, in the case of an Issa Kedusha, which is the Lavin, Kohen Gadol to an Almana, or Kohen Hedyot to a Grusha, why is there no Chi of Yibum there, but there is a Chi of Chalitza? We cannot let her go off the hook. Why can't we let her off the hook completely? She's also to marry him. It's true, but Kiddushin is Teifes. The case of Chayvei Krisus, Rashi just told us, is so severe that Kiddushin is not even Teifes. There's no connection. So she walks out the door. Whereas the Issa Lav is a halfway house. It's true, it's Asa for her to marry him and him to marry her. But if they would, Kiddushin would be Teifes. So you see, it's not an Issa Chamo. So this now lands us in big trouble. You see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tana Kama. The only thing he was concerned about was the terminology. What's an Issa Mitzvah? What's an Issa Kedusha? Fine. But all the halachics he agreed to, that means he's telling you he agrees that Chayvei Lavin Kiddushin is Teifes. And if Kiddushin is Taifas, that's why we cannot allow her off the hook completely. So what have we just said? We've just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kiddushin
Disagrees.
is Taifas in Chayvei Lavin. Didn't we say on the previous Omer that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Akiva, that Kiddushin is not Taifas in Chayvei Lavin, and therefore they're not married at all? That's the Stira. Look at the way the Gemara explains it. Chalufi hu d'machlef. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda exchanges it round, but he agrees la'alocha. Ho chalitza boy, but he agrees you require chalitza. Why? Ve'isal kedatach. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Akiva sirlei, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Akiva the kiddushin is not teifes. Mechti chayve lavin l'Rabbi Akiva is k'chayve krisus domi. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between chayve krisus and chayve lavin. Kiddushin is not teifes in either of them. The chayve krisus lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninhu? Question mark. Didn't we say the golden rule is that if kiddushin is not teifes, like in Chayvei Krisus, well then there's no Yibums, no Chalitzas, no nothing at all. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin is as severe as Krisus. Kiddushin is not Teifas, so she should be able to walk out the door. So why is Rabbi Yehuda agreeing to the Tanna Kamma that the case of a Almona to a Kohen Gadol or a Grusha to a Kohen, she has to do Chalitza? Why does she have to do Chalitza? Because Kiddushin is Teifas. I thought that you hold like Rabbi Akiva that Kiddushin is in fact not Teifes. This is the big kasha. Answers the Gemara, don't worry. Lidvarov the Tanakama Ka'omar. He is only responding to the Tanakama. But Vele Lois Virile, but he doesn't hold of it. In other words, when Rabbi Yehuda corrected the Tanna Kamma, and he said, "Oh, I would say Issa mitzvah is this, and Issa kedusha is that," don't make the mistake of thinking that he agrees with the Tanna Kamma. No, he absolutely disagrees because he holds kedushin is not typhus. All Rabbi Yehuda was saying was that even according to your opinion, which I happen to disagree with, and even according to your opinion, I would like to point out that I would have redefined Issa mitzvah and Issa kedusha, but don't insinuate from there that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tanna Kamma. That's the Gemara's answer. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the Tanna Kamma, and he holds that kiddushin is not toifas b'chayvei lavin. So, if you'd ask Rabbi Yehuda himself, what do you hold about chayvei lavin when they fall for yibum? What would he say? Out the door. Kiddushin is not Teifas. It's as severe as Chayvei Krisus. There's no Yibum. There's no Chalitza. There's nothing at all. She walks through the door. The Tanna Kamma disagreed. Fine, it's a prerogative. He holds that Chayvei Lavin, Kiddushin is Teifas. Therefore, we can't allow her scot-free. Therefore, she has to do Chalitza. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda quibbled with the definition of Chayvei is a mitzvah, it's a Kedusha, doesn't mean that he agrees to the Tanna Kamma. He absolutely disagrees, and all he meant was, is according to your opinion, I'd like to redefine the terminology. But if you want to know what my opinion is that Kiddushin is not Teifas, and she would walk through the door anyway. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
It seems that the whole machlokas really boils down to whether you agree that kedushin is tophis or not. If kedushin is tophis,
100% correct. So the Tanna Kamma holds that Kiddushin is Teifas. So if Kiddushin is Teifas, don't tell me that she's completely disconnected from him. It's true, it's Asa to marry him, but Kiddushin is Teifas. So therefore, there is some legal binding, and therefore she's got to do Chalitza. And Rabbi Yehuda never agreed. He never agreed. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, I disagree vehemently. And I hold that Kiddushin is not Teifas. And if Kiddushin is not Tofes, there is no binding between this man and woman. And therefore, if you'd ask me, I would say she walks through the door and nothing has happened. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here.
So,
Rabbi,
Rebbe, wouldn't that also go back to the original machlokas, which is now whether we've gotten to this point, which is about whether to get two averas or one averas. It depends if it's
100%.
if kedushin is tofes.
100%, and therefore everything makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda on the previous Amud says there's only one chatos because they're not married. In the case of Chai VeLavin, he maintains that Chai VeLavin is exactly the same as Krisus. There is no kiddushin, therefore she's not married to your father. She might be your mother, says the Gemara. Exactly, Rabbi Yehuda is very consistent. If there's no marriage, so if there's no legal binding, therefore she would walk out the door in the case of Yibum. Ah, but didn't it seem to the mashmos was that he agreed to the Tanakama? No. He does not agree to the Tanakama. He disagrees vehemently, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is consistent. He maintains that just like Chai VeKrisus, so too Chai VeLavin, the Kiddushin is not Tefes. Nafka Minna number one, therefore, like you said, Reb Larry, there's no double chatos because she's not your father's wife. There's no marriage. And the second Nafka Minna is in the case of Yibum. If there's no binding at all, well, if that's the case, she walks through the door, finish, out she goes. No Yibum, no Chalitza, no garnished whatsoever.
Do you think we learn Yibum from the other case, or we think we learn the other case from Yibum?
Neither. It's one general rule. It's one general rule, which the halacha is that kiddushin is not tefes. These are just the nafkaminas. This is not the source. This is just the nafkamina.
So this is pretty much a cloud that you can use through all of halacha. Like, in any case like this, you have to question. The question you ask yourself is kedushin tofes? If not, this is a totally different conversation.
100%. Okay, Rabbi, so we have to hold it over here. We'll take it up next time in this session.
Good.